some of the things we were thinking about talking about have to do with climate change and the tourist economy. As a native Floridian, a South Floridian, I am very, very well aware of how central tourism is and home building, too. We know that because there's a large Latin diaspora in Florida, we may end up talking about some of the stories that are more squarely of interest to the Hispanic communities that are there. And then we'll see what the news cycle brings. There is never a lack of things to discuss from Tallahassee.
The tone of the discussion is of particular interest. One of the words that comes up repeatedly in descriptions of your work and for me as a listener is civility. How have you cultivated that?
The key for me in being civil is in reminding myself of a good general rule, which is that the things that people say and do to you are not about you. They're about them. What you say to me is more about you than it is about me, because you're the one choosing to say it. And as long as I bear that in mind, it allows me to prevent my ego from getting bruised, as though, oh my God, you said this awful thing about me. What does this mean about me? I can't believe you would say that. She must be seeing something in me that is terrible. I can't believe she would call that out. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. You just wait until I
hear it escalating.
But it escalates fast, and that's why it escalates, because people take it super personally. Now, it doesn't mean that when somebody insults you or maligns you or mistreats you, that you shouldn't be upset. You may be upset over something that's reasonable and justified. For my work as a moderator, as an interviewer, my job is to never let it get personal.
So it sounds like your job is navigating the nuances of human behavior as part of that mission that we share in public radio of taking a deeper dive. And you told the Palm Beach Post that when issues require real navigation, your team does it methodically. And I'm wondering about some guiding principles that shape that method.
Well, one of the big ones is that we try to start with someone's story. So if we're doing a piece about a hurricane, say a hurricane comes across South Florida, does tons and tons of damage. And we have booked a meteorologist, someone who is an expert in disaster recovery, someone whose home was destroyed, and we have booked someone on Capitol Hill. Who do you think we're going to start with?
The home destroyed.
Exactly. Because that's where the story is. That humanizes the story. You ground it in someone's lived experience. Doesn't mean those other guests don't count, but it's most important to us to start with what's at stake for real people.
When was a time when you heard a story and you thought, Florida? Boy, I've got some contacts in Florida that would just be perfect for this story.
I gotta say, it happens often. Not in the stereotypical way of like, well, that's something crazy, let's talk to someone in Florida. But Florida is this wellspring of talent and insight and expertise. There's so much in Florida that I think would surprise people if they knew just how much expertise there is in the state on so many different kinds of topics. We're known for a few things, but there's so much more in this incredibly diverse, incredibly complicated, endlessly fascinating, sometimes embarrassing state that is just, it's very lovable from a journalistic perspective. I mean, I got my start in public radio in Miami at WLRN for 6 years. And after 6 years at WLRN, I wasn't scared of nothing. I was like, you can drop me in Kabul. I will be just fine. Because Florida is that kind of a place. It just prepares you for a little bit of everything because you can learn about just about anything.
And you're going to be here soon, and we are so excited.
I'm excited to be there too. Looking forward to it. Thank you.